We're talking today with Meredith Stevens from National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Meredith, you're involved with the digital media campaign where cattle industry has elected over the last few years to go and spend the promotion dollars we have directly trying to interact with consumers through social media and the platforms that are out there. For the producer, first of all, what's the reasoning behind this move to digital?
So basically, a few years ago, our advertising was in the traditional setting of radio and print. We haven't done TV advertising for a long time, so we were really centered on print advertising, so magazines, and then also radio. What we saw and what kind of started to shift was our target audience. So we started to see the older millennial parent just explode. Their buying power was much more significant. They were starting to have children of their own, and they were starting to serve food to their children in this new life stage. And what they were doing was not necessarily always introducing beef to their kids. And so that's a problem, because if they're raising a generation of new consumers that are not exposed to or even enjoying beef, that could ultimately mean less beef purchases in the future. So
tell me, as far as for the digital campaign, mm-hmm. what was the, in other words, how did you try to start the process of bringing that message around and starting to work with consumers through social media?
So what we learned about them is also the use of technology, and they're online all the time. Actually, social media is the number one online activity, more than email. So basically what we needed to do is we needed to make sure that when they're going online, when they're going on social media platforms and they're asking questions, they're looking for information about beef, we need to make sure the checkoffs information is there. So we shifted based on producer feedback, decided very strongly that we've got to go digital. We've got to be where the consumer is. So now we're on streaming radio like Pandora. We're on digital properties like Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Pinterest, Instagram. We're also thinking about when they're going online, they're also using search. Everybody Googles everything. So we want to make sure that when they're Googling for easy, nutritious recipes, for example, that beef information, the beef checkoff content through beefitswhatsfordinner.com is rising to the top.
What's the winning type of information? In other words, what's the information that grabs the interest the most?
It's recipes. Right now, recipes are the number one most visited page on beefitswhatsfordinner.com. But not even just recipes. They also want meal inspiration. So they don't want to always just follow the steps of a recipe. They want to be their own mini chefs. They want to create what they want to create. So we also have kind of that no recipe recipe. So we give them the inspiration of how do they cook a delicious beef meal with a variety of ingredients. And then they can create that on their own and build that great meal experience for their family.
I know that one of the success stories also are some of the how-tos that we've been able to develop, some how-to videos.
Correct. So it all is the visual. The attention spans are short on social media. You don't want a lot of text. You want that visual component. So video is one of the most critical communications tools we have in order to share that beef information with consumers.
I know that one of the key things about the social media campaign, the digital campaign, is the ability to really target and also to measure.
Yes, measurement is a critical component of what we do, because if you're not measuring it, you can't really understand if you're being successful or not, and you also don't know how to optimize it so that you can be more successful. So our measurement platform is all based on reach and engagement. You want to reach a lot of people, but if you're not engaging them, you're not successful. And if you're engaging 10 people, that's not successful either. So you need to have that balance of reach and engagement in order to gain that visibility for the content and also have them be sharing it, commenting on it, and sharing it even further with their family and friends.
Well, we've done this now for a couple of years. We got a little bit of time under our belt. What have we really learned thus far that's helping us move forward?
So search advertising is one of the most cost-effective ways for the checkoff to reach consumers. We know that it's a huge majority of what they're actually doing online. Search advertising actually contributes to 84% of the Beef It's What's For Dinner page views. So we're targeting the right consumers and we're getting them the right information. We're also able to help beefitswhatsfordinner.com rise to the top of search results, because we know consumers aren't clicking to that next page. So we have got to make sure that when consumers are looking for information, beef content is there. The other thing is that engagement is key. Social media in general is a really nice platform, but it's even more important because consumers are now sharing more and more online. And so we want to make sure that we're having that two-way dialogue with them so that beef is always top of mind to them.
And sharing, I think, would be a very important part of what you're talking about then.
Absolutely. And that's also what we've got to measure that. Because if we push out content and we put that out there on social media and nobody's engaging with it, if nobody's sharing it or commenting on it or even liking it, we know we're missing a mark there. So we need to continuously review in real time those analytics and then also optimize that content so it's the right message to the right audience at the right time.
Being relevant, I would think, on the social media platforms, that's very important. You've got to say with the type of information, the type of content that millennial really wants, right?
Correct. Yes. Yeah. So a couple years ago, we did a content search analysis. Basically, what we did is we were able to look at all of the top keywords that people are using on Google and throughout the year. And what we were able to discover is when consumers are actually searching for different keywords and then find that opportunity for beef and the checkoff content to be able to play into that space. So one of the ahas, as an example, was that the top keyword when it came to a cooking method was slow cooker, which we didn't really have that many recipes at the time that was dealing with slow cooker. So what we've done is we started to create videos and other content that show how you take a roast as an ingredient, put it in a slow cooker, and then you have three ways to make different shredded beef tacos.
So bottom line, you're able to actually discover things about consumers as you study them through the digital media.
Absolutely. It's a critical part of it, and it's even more important that it be real time, because if we're not continuously optimizing our content, we're going to be less and less effective and less relevant.
So where are we going as far as to stay optimized?
So yes, absolutely. So roast as an ingredient will be an important part of our strategy. Also, something like the protein challenge, which is something we launched last year, helping consumers understand the benefit of protein, especially with beef. 25 to 30 grams each meal throughout the day gives them that optimal performance. So helping them think about beef in new and different ways as a way to kind of meet the demands of their day, but also all the great nutrients that beef provides, like protein and even iron and zinc.
One of the areas that kind of goes hand in hand with today's millennials, their desire to know more about their food, how it's grazed, the people that are involved with it. How does that dovetail into the nutrition, the recipe side of things, where they're actually making that mealtime decision?
Absolutely. So basically what we've learned from the data is that consumers want to know everything, but they want to know what they want to know. So we need to have all the information accessible, but allow them to kind of pick and choose for what they're looking for. So beefitswhatsfordinner.com is actually going to be going through a consolidation and redesign this next year. And as part of that was really this research that told us they want information about recipes, they want to know the nutritional benefits of beef, and they also want to know questions about how it's raised. And so that new redesign is going to help us take websites like beefitswhatsfordinner.com, as well as sites like Facts About Beef that are providing that kind of myth-busting part of how beef is raised. And we're going to find that right balance and connect those two so they can go to one place for the checkoff content, beefitswhatsfordinner.com, but be able to learn A to Z of all things beef, but do it in a way that's interactive and measurable for the checkoff.
So this one website or this one landing spot is something that works well, you think, for a consumer?
That's what the data tells us. What we're trying to do is do everything based on the data. So we want to make sure that what market research tells us, we're able to deliver for the consumer. So since the consumer in that research told us that, yes, they would like one place to go to, and it's not just even consumers. We know our stakeholder groups, like influencers, like registered dietitians, health professionals, medical doctors and fitness professionals, and even bloggers, like parenting and food bloggers, they're trying to also share information out with their readers. So if they can get all that great beef information in one place, then they can have one resource to lead their readers to, guide their customers to, and it makes it a lot easier for everybody involved.
One last question: as far as, you know, where are we going with this over the next several years? In other words, what's kind of out there that you're just starting to think about that you're going to try to be ready for?
Mm-hmm. So from a creative standpoint, we've actually just launched this campaign called Families in Motion. And it basically takes the learnings from the research that tell us that consumers, in order to have one more beef meal. Consumers need a solid reason. They need practical nutrition in order to get to that place. So Families in Motion is the creative campaign that will help to deliver that practical nutrition mm-hmm. as well as that emotional connection that we know consumers have with beef. So Families in Motion will be, it is just launched actually, but we're going to be continuing to roll that out. And then in addition to that, the website consolidation, which we'll be launching this next year to be able to have that one-stop shop for Checkoff beef content, but doing it in a way that we know will resonate the strongest for those audiences.
Okay. Outstanding.